Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Pesachim 121. Today's Daf Yomi, we complete Maseches Pesachim, and we thank Hashem Yisparach for giving us the strength to do a podcast or every Daf of Maseches Pesachim. So, as an introduction to our Mishnah on the last Daf of Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph from Maseches Pesachim, we learned in the Tosefta that prior to eating the Karban Pesach, a person needs to make a bracha, and the bracha is the Asher K'dasham Tosef Tzivanu Lecholas HaPesach. To eat, blessing Hashem, commanding us to eat the Pesach. And before eating other sacrifices, a person needs to make the bracha, to eat just an offering. So our Mishnah discusses what happens if a person eats another carbon next to the eating of the Pesach, which bracha does one make under those circumstances. So says our Mishnah, Berach Berchas HaPesach Potar Shel Zevach, Patra Shel Zevach, that if a person makes the blessing on the Pesach, when he eats it, he exempts himself from the obligation to make a blessing on another offering that he's eating along with the Pesach, Chagiga presumably, and he doesn't need to make a bracha on it. However, Beirach es Shel Zevach, if a person makes a blessing on the Zevach, on another offering, Lo Patar es Shel Pesach, then he has not exempted the Pesach. That's the position of Rabbi Yishmael, whereas Rabbi Akiva says, Lo Zu Poter Zu, Lo Zu Poter Zu. Neither one serves to fulfill the obligation of the other one. So our Gemara, since it's discussing that if one blessing, what blessing one works for the other, our Gemara in the last lines of our tractate moves to the topic of Pidyon HaBen, of redeeming a firstborn son. It says in the Torah in Exodus chapter 13, verse 13, it says, V'chol b'chor adam b'vanecha tifteh, every firstborn amongst your sons you shall redeem. And we learn from here that a father needs to redeem his firstborn son from the Kohen by giving the Kohen 5 Selaim. So the Gemara is going to discuss what brachos you make at the time of the Pidyon HaBen. And it brings an incident about this with respect to blessing the Shachianu, and who should recite this blessing of thanking God for bringing us to this moment, the father of the son or the Kohen. So Rabbi Simuai ikla wa Pidyon HaBen. Rabbi Simuai came to a Pidyon HaBen. So Baumine, so they asked him the question. Pshita, they said, it's obvious, al pidyon haben, for the mitzvah of the pidyon haben, meaning to say that you make the blessing, asher k'dishanu mitzvosav etzivanu, al pidyon haben, for God for commanding us to do the pidyon haben, redeeming our firstborn son. It's obvious that the father of the son is the one who makes the blessing, because he's commanded to redeem his son, and the Kohen is not commanded to redeem his son. It's a mitzvah on the father, not on the mother. It's a mitzvah on the father, and so therefore he makes the blessing. However, the blessing of Shachianu, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shachianu V'kimanu V'hagiyanu L'Zman Hazeh. Thank you, God, for bringing us to this moment. Who makes that bracha? Kohen Mevarach? Does the Kohen make the blessing? Or Avi HaBen Mevarach? Or is the father of the son makes the blessing? So the Gemara goes through the two sides of the question. Kohen Mevarach, does the Kohen make the blessing? Dikamati Hana Liday, because he's getting the benefit, because he's receiving the 5 Selaim. And for such a good blessing, for somebody getting a good blessing, a blessing in their life, you're supposed to make a Shachianu. Or maybe Avia Ben Mevarach, Dikavin Mitzvah. Maybe the father of the child should make the blessing, because he's making the mitzvah of redeeming his child, like we find by several mitzvos that have a specific time you make a Shachianu on him, like, for example, the shofar, the sukkah, the lulav, Megillah, and so too the mitzvah of the Pidyon HaBen, because it's, since it's not a mitzvah at all times, maybe it's similar to the mitzvah that comes only at a fixed time that you make a Shachianu. So Rabbi Simuai didn't have the answer to this question. Lo hava bidei. He didn't know the answer. So Asa Shal Be Midrash, he came to the Beis Midrash and he asked this question. He says, who should make the blessing of Pidyon HaBen? Amruei, they said to him, Avia Ben Mevarashtayim, the father of the son makes 2 blessings. Why does he make the 2 blessings? Because he makes the blessing of Pidyon HaBen and Shachianu. And V'helcha sa Avia Ben Mevarashtayim. And indeed, the halacha is that the father of the ben, the father of the child makes two blessings. So we have a question. Why can't both of them make the blessing? Why can't the Kohen make the blessing of benefit that he gets, and also the father make the blessing because he fulfilled the mitzvah? So some say that maybe they should make the blessing, but we're saying who has a stronger obligation. But some say that the Kohen does not make a blessing at all. And the Rashbam writes that the Gemara brings this topic here because since the Mishnah was talking about a person who makes two blessings on one act, he makes the Pesach and the Zevach, that he eats them together, the Pesach and the other Karbanos, and so therefore he makes the blessing on the Pesach and the Zevach. So that's the reason. So that's what the Rashbam writes. But the Ben Yehuda explains that the Gemara is hinting to the fact the Gemara wants to finish the Maseches Pesachim with the discussion of redeeming a firstborn son, because Hashem passed over the other houses and redeemed us from in Egypt, which is like we are the firstborn son of Hashem, and so therefore, because we're called Banim L'Malchum, we're called children of God in chapter 3 of Pirkei Avos. But the Pre-Tzedek asked the question, why do we even have this question of the Kohen making a blessing on Shachianu? Because you make a lot of money, or because you make some money, you're supposed to make a blessing of Shachianu? We don't see that. We usually typically make a blessing of Shachianu when we buy something. And on that object that we buy, we make the Shachianu, not because we got $5 or 5 silaim. It's when we buy something that we should make the blessing of Shachianu. So the answer is no, because we might have thought that this case is different, because since this is money that you make from a mitzvah, that the Kohen makes from a mitzvah, it's like money that comes straight from God. And so therefore, since it's like directly from God, because it's directly from a mitzvah, it's like it's from the Torah, you might have thought. So therefore, for this reason, we need to make the Shachianu on this blessing. But we're still saying, no, the mitzvah of Shachianu here is on the father of the child.